Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I am Ben Mandelker, and joining me today on this breezy, summery summer house recap, Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you, Ronnie?
What happened, Noodle?
Did you get into a nice leather holster thing for this S&M episode?
Oh my god. No, I sure did not. I barely get into a belt.
Did you send off any invitations by any chance instead, if you're not going to get into costume?
No, but I did. I have had the spirit of the show in me all day. I've just been walking around going, Kyle.
Yeah, Amanda really was so Amanda this episode. I feel like a few weeks ago, it's like, you know what? Kyle is being such a bad, like a bad partner, getting drunk and staying late and making his fiance worried. And now it's like, now the pendulum has swung. It's like, oh my God, Amanda. Yeah. Amanda, stop it.
Yeah, it doesn't negate Kyle being a bad partner, but God, shut up.
Yeah, shut up. A big shut up.
Kyle.
Yikes.
So we're talking Summer House today. Before we get into it, it's just our usual reminder to go to watchercrappens.com to get tickets to our live shows. The next one we're going to is going to be in St. Paul, Minnesota. And then also that weekend, we're going to Milwaukee and to Chicago. Those will be really fun. We will have updates on what we'll be recapping as we approach that. But we've been having a wonderful, amazing time on the road doing our live shows. The audiences have been great, and we really recommend that if you're thinking about going, if you're on the fence, go do it. Come to our show. I think you'll really enjoy it. So that's at watchercrappens.com for that. And then we also have some really cool merch that some people have even seen at the shows. Go to crappensmerch.com. We've partnered with podswag.com, and they've really made some super, super, super cool things. So go click over there, go browse the wares and see if there's anything that you like. And if you have gotten something, tag us on Instagram so we can share it. So that's like the cool stuff. And of course, the usual Patreon. We got a bonus episode this week. We're doing Below Deck Sailing as the premiere as our bonus episode. That'll be up later this week. And we always have Crappens on Demand. We'll be doing those later this week where you can watch us. So that's patreon.com/watchforcrappens. I think that's all the
yes,
good stuff, right, Ronnie? What's
that is. Yeah, you got it all in there. Nice work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, by the way. Your announcements sound great, by the way.
So our opening song is "I Come in Time and I Pack the Baggie, and I Never Have to Find the Aggie." You come in time and you pack the baggie. That's actually the most perfect song that's ever been on this show. Is that what she said?
Come on, Tom, and pack the baggie.
I'm so extra. I'm so elaborate. I'm so extra. I'm so elaborate. Mm.
It's really a song about Mr. Bates on Downton Abbey. Comes on time, packs the bag. So extra.
But I like that they had that because it starts with Lindsay bringing half a sandwich to Carl. She's like, I brought you a sandwich. I ate the other half.
And he goes, oh, wow. How many half sandwiches have you made for me, Lins? Got it.
That was funny, Leto. That was funny, Leto.
She's really pushing Leto hard this season.
Yeah. So they are in... they're in New York right now, by the way. We don't start at the Hamptons' house. This is like their work time in New York. So then we go Alex.
Wait. Before we go to Alex, I want to say, first of all, apparently Lindsay and Carl are neighbors. But then they sit down and Lindsay goes, so how was LA? And he goes, yeah, it was good. And then it just goes, Wednesday. It just moves right out. Like, oh, okay. I guess that's it about Carl's West Coast adventure.
It used to be like, look, everyone's working. And now it's like, wow, look, someone brought somebody a half a sandwich on the couch.
Yeah. So, yeah. So now it's Wednesday and Alex is working out at the gym.
Yeah. And Andrea works out too. And their big scene is Andrea goes, "What's up, biatch?" And Alex says, "Did you just call me a biatch?" It's like, wow, these two. Casting really did something great.
Yeah, committee chemistry is off the charts.
I mean, it is. Summer House casting, killing it over there, guys.
Yeah, I'm still not entirely sure why Alex is with us, but sure. So then Danielle and Robert are hanging out also, and they're making small talk about a necklace. And Robert is like, so I'm going to cut my hair. Thursday! Now we're on Thursday.
Yeah, because she got a necklace that says R. And he goes, but shouldn't I be getting you a necklace that says R? No, that wouldn't make sense either, actually, because her name is Danielle, okay? And she's like, no, but I wanted to get it so you know how much, like, I think of the first letter in your name. Like, robots, Rubik's Cubes, random. I'm cutting my hair. Whoa.
Again, just like scintillating chemistry.
Did you catch the end of this? Is this what you just said and I didn't understand? He goes, I'm cutting my hair, by the way. And she goes, Babo.
And then it just goes off to the next day. No, that's what I was saying. It was just like, it's just funny that they like are making, it's like these, they're not, I just like that you can see exactly where the producers lose interest in their own stars. They're like, by the way, I'm cutting my hair and it's a new day on the show.
And Danielle trying to have like a nickname for her honey, like everyone else Babo. On the show, you know, like pulling a Lindsay, Babo. Like Danielle's really going to make Babo happen.
Yeah, Rob will never be truly part of the group because until Lindsay can sort of like cut his name in half and take the second half, then he really can't be accepted.
Well, I can't do it with Rob. I can go Ert. Hey, Ert. It's not the same.
So then we go to Kyle and Amanda going for coffee, and the waiter is just so a TV, like,
yes.
Hey, anything I can get you? I'm gonna make my lines as long as possible for more airtime.
Pretty much, and Kyle's sty is actually getting worse, because is this like now the third week in a row with this sty? It feels like it's the third week for this. We've had a lot of this sty. It's been a big sty arc for him. And so now, but now it's like really bad. And you know, he's like mortified because he's on TV. And he's like, it's caused by stress and sleep deprivation. And like part of what causes the stress is, you know, I'm running Loverboy and not planning your birthday. And it's already an enormous responsibility, but we have a wedding to plan. And you know, the clock is ticking.
Oh my God, shut up. It's like the same thing I wrote. I hope we get to hear Kyle talk about how he has to run Loverboy and plan a wedding. And then it's a monologue. And he's like, come on, Amanda. Like, I mean, there's a side of me that like needs more help. You know, it's hard for me when I see you on the phone watching Netflix, like when there's this pile of work to do. And so she gets on her phone and starts flicking through. She's like, is this really what you want to do before we're supposed to have this fun time, Kyle?
But that being said, it does make sense why Amanda is like nagging so much, because it's kind of like that thing where it's like, oh, you've just been clocked because you're not doing enough work. So like your response is, if you're the nagger, it shows that you're also a responsible party who also has like is beleaguered by something, you know?
Yeah, I think.
Maybe.
So I was trying to follow it, but then I got tired.
It was a lot.
It's a Kyle and Amanda scene. I'm trying to read through in a Kyle and Amanda scene, and I'm dying. Okay, basically, he's like, I'm having so much stress, my body is shutting down. Do you know how hard it is not shopping for things for people?
Do you know how hard it is to plan a vacation with you for your birthday when you don't have a passport and didn't plan a vacation with you and have no intention on doing that? It's hard.
I was like, but that's not just me. I mean, that stuff going on at work, Kyle. Which is what you're not helping him with. What are you not understanding? Don't make me on Kyle's side. Come on.
So then the wedding planner, Julie, arrives. And the waiter is like, oh, my God. Another chance. So he comes out. He's like, can I get you a bevy? This is like it was like the equivalent of like a waiter callback on Bravo. Like, guess what? We're having you back on the scene.
And the wedding planner Julie is like, because it's just silence, and she's like, so I can sense the stress. Are you guys excited at all?
You're going to have a wedding. Woohoo. You're going to get married. Yay.
This relationship is called sunk cost fallacy, as in they've already invested so much in this wedding and that they now are not, they're like too afraid to back out because they've already spent so much money. Right. So, and I think the wedding planner knows this. And so she's just going to make them spend more money. So there's less of a chance that this all goes down in flames and she doesn't get her money. So, she's telling them that invitations must go out tomorrow. Okay. Assemble, stamp, stuff, and seal.
Yeah. And then we see their list of to-do stuff. Place cards, escort cards, table runners, design, floral, bridesmaids, dresses. And who's in charge of your website? Because I really would love to get that website updated.
Also, don't forget, another thing you have to do is not get Amanda a birthday gift. Guys, take care of that. Take care of that.
And Kyle's like, yeah, it's basically a perfect storm. Listen, George Clooney was not choked to death by an envelope, okay? Get the fucking invitations in the mail with your perfect storm.
By the way, it might be time to hire an assistant. Maybe he has one. We haven't seen. But sounds like this is... Get an intern.
He has one. He's over at his apartment eating half of a sandwich that Lindsay brought him.
That's true. Yeah, I had a great time in Los Angeles not doing things for a lover boy. So Amanda's like, I'm so frustrated with Kyle right now. There's zero part of me that wants to get these invitations out. And he did nothing for my birthday and then piling on all the shit that I already know I'm not doing. Like, am I feeling motivated? No.
Oh, God, you losers. Break up already. Fuck. So Friday, July 30th, Carl picks up Maya and she's like, oh my God, Carl, I missed you. And she starts taking off her top shirt and he's like, oh, interesting move. I can turn the temperature down if you need.
By the way, what's her name again? And then Maya's like, I was definitely nervous going into last weekend because like, I was like, I don't have Carl and Carl is who I talk to when I feel a little overwhelmed.
Well, here I am. I'm back. Look great, by the way.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, it's just stressful being in a new house with new friends, being called the wrong name. He goes, oh, really? Oh.
She's like, I just wonder if I'm ever being seen, you know? And so she talks about how she spoke to the house on Sunday. And he goes, well, I want you to feel comfortable telling me these things. And if that involves both of us having to get naked, so be it.
So then... I'm on the road in between. That's called the crash zone, okay? Don't drive between the lanes.
Yeah.
Song.
Yeah.
Song. This is a dangerous song.
This is a reckless driving song. I'm on the road
between. Yeah. This is a song from California because you can like ride in between cars on your Vespa, okay? Do not try that in Texas, song. You'll die.
Yeah. Our poor Uber driver, we had to – actually, people don't – I don't think anyone really noticed. Maybe we told people, but we had to take an Uber from San Diego to Los Angeles, and our poor Uber driver got startled every time a motorcycle or really any vehicle appeared.
Any loud noise.
It's like, ah! This song is perfect for him.
So it's Sierra and Paige, and we're on Sierra Cam. And she's like, here I am. It's me, Sierra. I'm the chronic passenger with Paige, the chronic driver. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
I would have it another way for 50% off. Like and subscribe. So then we go back to Maya and Carl. And Maya's like, hey, so how was your weekend away? He's like,
oh, it was good. I went to California and it was a good little trip. I definitely needed it. I saw someone I'm talking to, by the way. It's still new.
And then Carl tells us,
I met Mackenzie 2 years ago in Scottsdale, Arizona. And like, she was in New York recently and we rekindled. And she's smart and she's attractive. And I can call her at midnight. And I know that she's not drunk because actually Arizona's like 2 hours behind. So it like works out really well. Now, Ronnie.
This is something, there's going to be a, when Mackenzie came up on screen, I'm sure there was a good chunk of, not a good chunk, but there was a chunk of the audience that was like, fucking Mackenzie. Because Mackenzie was on season 2 of Love Island US, and she is a nightmare. She is awful. And oh my God, do I want her to be on Summer House? Because she will just be like, she is like, I was always so sad that we never got a chance to make fun of Mackenzie on Love Island US. And if she comes on to Summer House and we can just have at it, it will just be such a great gift to America.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I was like, Mackenzie from Arizona? Why have I heard that before? And I Googled Mackenzie Southern Charm. No, I Googled Mackenzie Arizona Southern Charm because I was like, this girl's been on Southern Charm. But it wasn't. She wasn't. There was no Mackenzie. Now, did she look like every other girl who's like dated somebody or dated one of the guys on Southern Charm from Arizona? She did.
Yeah.
Okay. But it wasn't her. And I just thought, oh my God, you've got so many of your children on stoves across America. I don't know if I approve of this relationship.
Well, the funny thing is that the guy that she wound up with on Love Island, oh God, he was like the worst. He was actually very cute, but he was like, I just want to be sure that, like, you know, I'm hearing you and your feelings, but you also are hearing my feelings because, like, it's so important that we don't break each other's boundaries. She's like, I just am like, I feel like you just, like, said hi to everyone, but not to me. Like, that's what her type was. And the funny thing is that Carl kind of looks like that guy. So she definitely has a type. So, ha, type shamed you, Mackenzie. There we go. Get used to it.
So Carl and Amanda arrive at the house first.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Ronnie. I also want to point out, in the middle of my little Mackenzie rant, that Carl said, so yeah, like, Mackenzie and I haven't hooked up, but, like, I'm still taking things very slowly. I've never dated fully sober, and I'm scared a little bit. I'm taking it slow. I'm scared. Carl, you're always taking it slowly, and you're always scared. This is, like, stop, like, when has Carl ever taken things at a normal or accelerated pace? Literally never.
Yeah, he's always like, oh, gotta take it slow. So Kyle and Amanda arrive at the house first, and he's like, oh, honey, look, they took away the Amanda's 30 balloons. You know, the balloons that you bought to remind me that you were turning 30, and I still forgot.
Oh, happy birthday. I ordered you a cleanup service to get rid of all the things that reminded everyone that you had a celebration last week. That was my gift to you. My gift from you is an erasure of your birthday.
Oh my God, it's not all about me anymore. I'm so upset, Kyle. And he goes, in my world, it's always about you. I wish, Kyle. Not by choice.
So then, it's just going to be one of those weekends for them. And so they start working on their invitations. They put their invitations out on the main table because they're going to work on them because they must go out tomorrow. Otherwise, they'll have to go out on Monday, which means that people will get their invitations a few days later. So then Luke and Andrea and Alex arrive, and Andrea walks in and Kyle's like, oh my God, your button popped open again. He goes, oh yes, every week. I can take it off a little bit more if you want.
So then let's see here. Oh, so they start setting up their wedding invitation thing on the table in the middle of the room so everybody has to feel pressure to help them while they're there at a party the whole week.
Yeah.
These two are the worst.
And so Kyle is like, you know, he's like obviously already drinking. He's probably on his sixth drink by now. And Amanda's like, Kyle, I need you to be multitasking. You can talk, but instead of drinking and talking, I need you to stuff and talk. It's like, man, like, you're stuffing invitations in your summer place. Like, at least, like, allow someone to enjoy themselves while they do it.
So someone arrives and Danielle, Andrea sees her from
you.
Oh, Danielle. And Andrea sees her from the Andrea sees her from the window and runs. He's like, let me get to your bag. And she's like, oh my gosh, you guys doing invitations? Nobody's gonna ask me why I have an R around my neck. Nobody. I'll bet you think it's for robots.
Cosmic.
Or Rubik's Cubes.
It's like Legos for couples.
Kyle, you know you never took me to the Lego movie.
I literally can't say anything.
So Danielle's like, oh my gosh, are we going to help? And she says, well, if anyone wants to, like, take the ones that are ready and put them in the envelopes, you can.
So then Paige and Sierra arrive, and Andrea, of course, is flirting with Paige. Like, oh, you smell great. And she's like, wow, you're buttoned up so much more than usual. It's crazy.
Where's Lindsay? And we find out that Lindsay's going to a wedding, and so we get a clip of Lindsay Cam. She's like, hey, this is what I'm wearing, and I can't wait to come see Donna.
Yeah. I feel like every season Lindsay goes away to a wedding for a weekend, and there's always some Instagram thing like, hi,
I'm in the Rockies right now, and I can't wait for Maria and Joseph to get married. It's
like Lindsay is that girl that goes to every wedding, and at every wedding, someone comes up to her and goes, Lindsay, you're such a good sport. Don't worry. It's going to be you soon.
Lindsay, is this music too loud? Do you want to get up on the dance floor? Can you do that with your walker?
Yes. Commercials. Here comes one right
now. So Amanda's like, I need to drink. And Kyle's like, babe, everything about you today is annoying, okay? We're trying to do this fun. Like, let's do wedding invitations, you know? And then you're making it like, oh, come on. And Paige sees this and is like, he is so full price right now.
So full price. And so Luke is like, hey, you know what? Like, let's help you guys get through these invitations so you can enjoy yourselves. And by enjoy yourselves, I mean, help me build an igloo in the backyard. It's like, Luke, it's summertime. Oh, damn it. Well, there goes the weekend.
And Amanda's like, guys, please just be mindful of open bottles and drinks around my wedding invitations, which are right on the central dining table of the house.
I know. Put this on your bed. Do it on your bed for crying out loud.
God.
So Maya has set up dinner for everyone, and everyone has to be ready at 7:30, which has no significance on anything because there's not a moment in this episode where it's like, oh my God, we're late for the restaurant thing that Maya set up.
I know. I was waiting for that too. I was like, wow, they were sure to get the time that they needed to be ready in.
I know.
So Kyle, that's how they have our expectations this year. That's how low they are. They're like, wow, will they fight over what time it is?
Oh, I'm here for it. And Amanda, meanwhile, she just wants to lean into the stress because now they've done all the invitations and she's like, we still have to mail them out. I'm like, no, you're finished. You're done. You did it. You did the invitations. Like, stop being stressed about having to, you're gonna go to the post office and drop them off. Now you just want to be stressed.
So Luke's like, oh, so, you know, a wedding, you know, you're going to have a sheet cake in the backyard somewhere. I mean, what's that going to cost you? A few bucks, right? And Kyle's like, $200,000, bro. And Luke's like, are you fucking kidding? Holy shit, what I could do with that? I could get a 4-car garage. It could have living quarters in it. I love that Luke's dream is to have a garage that he can live in. He's like, when I make it, I'm going to have a huge 4-car garage that I live in the top of.
Look, there could be a patio with a hot tub with rock slab stairs and like underlighting. And then like you put a hot tub in the ground with waterfalls. So you can go from one hot tub to the other hot tub. And then the entire walkway could actually be a walkway of hot tubs. You're like walking in a hot tub. It's like a walkway.
And hot tub walkways and garage houses, I mean, those last a long time. This is just for one freaking night.
I mean, you could actually put a little oven in the hot tub so you can make a hot dish in the hot tub. I mean, there's like so much you can do.
So then Paige and Maya are talking, and Paige is like, you want to know the cutest thing? Craig and I were texting at the same time we were DMing. And then he was like, how's Maya? Isn't on DM or text? What do you mean? Like, was he asking on the DM or the text?
I mean, I don't know. He said it somewhere. I mean, I don't know if it was DM or text. It was the same. Oh, my God. He just WhatsApped me. I am going to die. I'm going to fall over dead right now of cuteness.
Isn't that the cutest thing? He uses multiple platforms to communicate with me. Like, aren't we just, like, kind of the cutest thing that this is anyone has ever seen at any point in their life? Like, it's crazy. And Maya's like, oh, well, send him a video of me. And she's like, oh, well, no, I can't text him first. I haven't texted him today, and that's against my rules. By the way, and meanwhile, in the kitchen, Alex is letting us into his fascinating personality. He's like, I went to my mom's house, and like, she still has my high school uniform, and I can't fit into it. I mean, my waist is perfect, of course, ground turkey, but my butt just explodes right out of the pants. And then he starts talking about how we went to Catholic school. But I'm agnostic now. So, of course, they're like, huh? What? What's agnostic? And Kyle's, like, trying to chime in. And Amanda gets mad at him for participating in Alex's story. And she's like, let me dramatically pull this box of invitations away to show that, like, I'm doing all the work while you talk to people that happen to be around you.
Yeah, I'm doing everything while you're talking about non-religions.
It's just like a very performative, like, I have the box. It's like, gosh, you already did the hard part. The hard part is over.
So then Andrea comes into the room in this new, like, international male
shirt.
That's
exactly what I wrote. International men top.
Yeah. And Paige is like, no, I don't like that. And Maya goes, oh my God, you look like Jesus. Okay. Just because you're like a Jesus genie, I guess, because I'm going from Jesus to three wishes. If you could make three wishes, what would you wish for? He's like, peace in the world, happiness for my family, and Paige is my wife, so she's included in that, and I forget the rest. I'm already gorgeous, so I basically walk around and get my three wishes every day. Blowjob. The end.
I think the three wishes came because Maya said that he looked like Aladdin. So they went from Jesus to Aladdin and then like a three wish round table. So
now that's agnostic right there. That's agnostic.
And so then Andrea is telling us about how he just was so happy that Maya was so honest with him last week. And that she's like, he cares for his friend and he wants to learn from his mistakes. So that way he has the potential to maybe, you know, sleep with her if he needs to. So then,
and then we go to Luke and he's setting out his clothes on his bed to go out and he goes, oh, are you fucking kidding me? A spot? Forget about wearing that.
Oh, man. If only I had $200,000, I'd put a washing machine in my hot tub back in Minnesota so I could take care of this.
Can't wait to wash this in my garage one day.
The living quarters.
So, yeah. So then we get a new Trixie Monocle song. It's so good for the getting ready part while everybody's getting ready to go out.
Kyle. Kyle.
I'm like, wow, she's rapping. You go, Trix.
I was trying to harmonize with you with another Kyle note.
Kyle.
So, yeah, Amanda just keeps saying, we often on this show for many years have joked. It's always like, Kyle. But this, I mean, she was literally saying, Kyle. It was like an alarm clock.
So let's see here. So they go, the guys are in one car and the girls are in another car. And Sierra goes, wait, this is a great question. If you could make out with any girl, who would you make out with, girls? We're girls talking about making out with other girls. That's crazy.
Yeah, and Maya chooses Rihanna and Sierra chooses Ruby Rose and Danielle's like, Cara Delevingne. I'm like, Cara Delevingne, I feel like Cara Delevingne is the person who is like, perpetually her face always has the look like someone who's waited way too long for the valet to get her car. Like, I just don't find that romantic.
I don't even know who that is. Cara Delevingne.
Exactly. So then
not that that's a problem with Cara Delevingne. I mean, that's my own ignorance. I just didn't even write down that Danielle said anything. So I guess that was me practicing erasure over here. Agnostic erasure.
I was just so happy to finally voice my feelings on Cara Delevingne after 10 years of Watch What Crappens.
Okay, so wow, they could be lesbian sometimes, guys. Whoa. So then Sierra's like, I mean, what's up with Alex? Like, gross. Like, he doesn't even talk to me. Like, what on God's green earth is he even doing? Be assertive, man. I mean, if you want me, show me.
Good luck with Alex. So then Carl, now they go to the restaurant and Carl orders apps for everyone. He's like, oh yeah, we'll do two orders of pork dumplings, one order of chicken lemongrass and some lettuce wraps. I would order more, but I want to take it slow. I'm a little scared to get too many apps.
Do you have any kind of soup? Because like, you have to take that slow, you know what I mean? Like, no one chugs soup.
Do you have any half sandwiches? I'm a little hungry. My friend only got me one half of a sandwich. I'm ready for the other half. Sort of, that's how I think about dating. I'm like half a sandwich trying to meet up with another half sandwich, but slowly. Slow pull pork.
When they're sitting down, Kyle tells Amanda, hey, Amanda, I'm going to sit across from you because I'll still be by you, but like, I can also talk. She goes, that's fine, Kyle. Everything they do is killing me right now. It's just killing me. So then Carl's talking to Maya and he's like, oh, just spit something on you. Sorry about that, Maya. This is my love language.
I got kimchi on you. You know what I like about kimchi? It takes like months to make. I just like food that takes itself slowly.
So then, yeah, into the whole pickling process in general.
I love fermentation.
Yeah. So Alex is now, I don't know what he's... Alex is just making some douchey-ass comment to somebody thinking that he's, like, trying to make conversation, you know?
you know how guys do. Yeah. He's like, hey, Amanda, so, like, is wearing a blazer over, like, a shirt, like, is that a new thing? Oh, I mean, guys, guys. I was like, why don't you put someone's armpit in your face, by the way? Like, last week's, like, very important conversation where he's like, I have feelings too, guys. And then he's got his armpits in everyone's face with his hands on his head.
I have a question.
Sorry, that was residual anger. I know, that was residual anger.
You're like, all week long, you're like, I never got to properly shame him for his armpit usage. Hey, I've got a question. Is ground turkey for breakfast like the new thing you do for breakfast? So Amanda has to explain this. Well, it allows you to not wear a top while still wearing a top while you're waiting for your invitations to be mailed. But I look sophisticated and not slutty, even though I don't have a shirt on.
Here's what I wrote. Amanda explains it. Oh, God.
So now Paige is asking Alex about Sierra. She's like, so, hey, are you interested in Sierra? Because, like, if you want to make a move, you should be more assertive. And more aggressive and, like, try working on having a personality.
He's like, not really, no. I mean, I don't know. It's just so preliminary, you know? And Paige is like, what do you think about Sierra, though? Yeah, make a move. Make a move. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. He's like, I need more booze and protein. I need booze and protein. Broccoli. Broccoli, if possible.
You know, like how... Popeye needs spinach. I just need, like, lots of ground turkey. Lots of ground turkey to get myself amped. So then Andrea is flirting with Paige, and he's like, are you tired? Are you drunk? Are you tipsy? Are you loved? Yes, always. People love you, Paige. Oh, yes. Alex loves you. Seattle loves you. I love you. And she's like, oh, what? Well, is that second one? Let's have a really cute moment. I love you, Paige.
Oh, my God. You love me? Welcome to customer service. Ring me up. Ring me up.
Do you love me as much as I love getting 25% off of a really cute ensemble?
So he's like, oh, look, you know, I said everyone loves you. My future wife is next to me right now. Huh? Kyle, come on. It's like me and you. Hey, tomorrow, let's do a bomb dash party.
Bondage.
Is that what he said?
He goes, let's do a bondage party, okay? 50 Shades of Summer. Okay? I want everyone to get more in the mood. What is the weirdest sex experience you ever had? Okay? And so Kyle's like, oh, I'll start off because I'm a traditional guy. And then Amanda goes, well, it doesn't have to be about me. It's definitely not with you. Okay, first time I'm hooking up with a chick, she sticks a thumb up my ass.
I'm sorry, did you get that from Jordan?
I know.
From Summer House? Because that is Jordan's sex story. Actually, that was my story. The first time I was on a bunk bed and I got a thumb stuck up my ass. And then I said, whoa, I got up, hit my head on the bunk bed. There was a dick in my mouth for some. I don't even know how that got there. Fell off the bed into a pile of money. And then Mark Wahlberg was there and said, did you just get a thumb up your ass? That's crazy. Then he yanked me out. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
It's the craziest thing. The craziest sexual experience I ever had. I was riding my Peloton, and next thing I know, I look down. I'm not riding a Peloton. I'm actually riding a woman and moving her arms like they're the top part of the Peloton. So she's mortified. I'm mortified. So I run away, walk out the door. Turns out this house is perched on top of a very tall redwood tree. I fall right down, and my fall is broken only by three possums at the bottom. And I'm so hurt, they take me to the hospital. And when I get there, the doctor says, you just have sex with possums. I said, no, doctor. I fell from a tree. And the doctor said, you deserve a blowjob. And the nurse came in and blew me. True story.
Well, Kyle, I just want to make sure if you tell another story, you know, it doesn't have to be about me.
He's like, it's not going to be about you, all right? Although it was weird the first time I hooked up with Amanda, I woke up with a post-it number on my forehead with her phone number. And then your dad was standing at the window going, don't hurt her. Don't hurt her.
And then Maya says that the weirdest place was on a plane, but not in the bathroom. And everyone's like, whoa. And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to kiss and tell. Just use your imagination. So then I use my imagination and I imagined like like a private plane with Kwame and like Padma and Tom going off on location, and then like Maya having sex behind Padma. Did you mean to make so much noise behind me? I know what you're doing. Look at Gail. She's not having sex with anything except a croissant.
Well, this girl one time, she blindfolded me and she used ice cubes on me, and then she gave me an amazing blowjob. I was like, oh my God, you guys are as vanilla as you seem. One of you had a thumb up your butt and the other one had ice put on them. Wow.
Wait, no, what about Alex? I lost my virginity at prom night, and like this girl, she was like into True Blood and vampires and all that. And then Kyle is like heckling. He's like, stand up, be louder, which means that Amanda gets to be like, if you quiet down, we can hear him, Kyle.
And Alex is like, yeah. So one night, you know, like she got too into it and like she cut me on my neck and it was like really bad. And then she starts licking it and I was like into it too in the moment. But then I looked over at her and her muscles had started to grow and grow. And I realized like I bleed protein. I literally bleed protein.
Yeah, just ground turkey right out of my neck. And he tells a story about how he was skinny and then shy as a result. So now he likes bubbly people, which naturally he's going after Sierra. So then Andrea's like, oh, well, I have so many stories to tell. You guys want to hear a real disgusting one? And they're like, yeah, sure. Like, how disgusting can it be? Okay, so I treat girls with charm always as a gentleman. And so one time after anal, literally got diarrhea all over my bed. Diarrhea, pure diarrhea. Like, when you think of diarrhea, just think about, okay, everyone, while you're eating your food, just think about diarrhea pouring out of girl on my bed, okay? Everyone's like,
I want to die, literally. I just texted, DM'd, WhatsApped, and even put on Telegram how badly I want to die right now.
This is really not as cute of a story as learning that I was texting and DMing with Craig.
Oh, wait, hold on. Same time, discussed it. I just put it on discuss. Want to die.
So then they go do sake bombs and everything, and everyone in the audience, I mean, everyone in the...
What is that?
A sake bomb?
What is that? Boink, boink, oh, that, boink.
That would just be the massive construction happening outside my window. Don't mind that.
Sorry.
That you could hear it. I was hoping that you wouldn't be able to, but...
I thought you were playing with like a little stress releaser thing. You know, it's like, doink, doink, doink. I had to ask.
No, I'm not, bro. I'm taking it slowly with my stress. So then they go to a club and Carl is like, hey, it's a daybed, bro. And then they come back. And Carl, of course, enters the house the most Carl way ever. He goes, hello. But there's like no one there. So I don't know why he's doing that.
Kyle lies down on a bench outside. Oh, and Amanda has to come looking for Kyle this time when they're all going out. She's like, Kyle, Kyle, Kyle. Now we get the Kyle song in a club.
Yeah.
It's like this. Wow, this song's just going to keep going through the entire episode.
Kyle, Kyle.
So they get home and she goes into the bathroom and she goes, Kyle. And he goes, what? She goes, Kyle.
What?
What? Because she wants him to come into the bathroom as if they don't have mics on them. And this is not all going to be on the show anyway.
And she's like, you just really kept running away. Like, you know what the secret is to a good night? Hanging out with the person you're going to marry. And he's like, babe, you're on my case about everything.
So then Paige and Sarah. Paige and Sierra are in the bedroom. And she's like, oh my God, I have something to talk about you. I think Craig has a fucking radar on me because every time I think of doing something with Andrea, he texts me and he's like, hey, babe, I got this gift for you. It's like amazing. Aren't we the cutest?
I'm so glad that none of you guys are tired of me talking about like how two guys love are so, like in love with me. You guys aren't tired of that, right? Anyway, I'm not going to listen to your answer.
So then somebody in the kitchen finds our favorite bagel bites. Pizza bagel.
Pizza bagels, baby. Yeah, because now they're sort of like hanging out and everything. And Luke is outside going like, I can make a fire. Like, yes, okay.
One day I'm going to do this in a 4K garage. So he's making a fire and Lindsay FaceTimes. And she's like,
hi, Lito.
Like, oh, hey, everybody. It's Lindsay.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Kyle, like, they're FaceTiming with Lindsay and Kyle is inside and he starts walking over to the snacks. And Amanda's like, Kyle, you're going to get fat again. Did you lose the connection with me?
Hello.
You lost connection with me. Hey.
Hello.
Am I gone? Oh, this connection is taking it too slowly.
Sorry, you there?
I'm here. Yeah.
I did my Lindsay head so hard that it unplugged my headphones, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong.
Kyle, why don't you plug in your headphones, Kyle?
I just literally, just doing Lindsay's head, I like banged the ground and brought it all the way back up to the sky.
You need
to
take a little slower.
What's even?
It's okay, because while you were confused, I'm also like, I just realized I still have images up of Cara Delevingne on my computer. I need to close this right away.
Yep, didn't even Google her.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So let's see, kitchen. Kyle is getting food and like gets Cheetos all over the counter. And Amanda's like, Kyle, clean up the counter. And Luke's like, I'll help him, bro. No, Luke, he needs to learn how to do it himself.
Kyle, you have to go to bed. Grab your drink. That's a good boy. Good boy.
Ugh. God. So she's like, we never should have had a drink without finishing the invites. Kyle. No, Kyle, where are you going? He's like, I'm peeing, for Christ's sake.
She's not saying without before finishing. She says, just don't have drinks, buy the invites, which as far I thought the invitations were moved into the bedroom. I don't know what's going on here.
My God, these two were testing me. Really? So the girl, Paige is in bed talking to the girls, and she's like, well, I told Alex that, like, if you like Maya, you should be more aggressive with her, you know? Which I just feel like is terrible advice in 2022. Telling a guy, you know what a girl needs? She just needs you to be more aggressive. That's what we've been working towards.
No means yes. So Paige, yeah. Paige is like, you know what? You want to hear this conversation I had with Alex? I said, aren't texts and DMs together the cutest things ever? Oh my God. So then Amanda complaining again. She's like, Kyle, what are you doing? Hello, Kyle. Because now he's walked out of the room and now he's just like diving into the Cheez Puffs in the kitchen. And he's just like throwing them into his mouth. Oh my God, they're making so much noise outside, Ronnie. Can you hear all that hammering now? They just decided.
Yeah, but I'm sorry I pointed it out. I shouldn't have done that. We should ignore it. Like, what can we do?
Well, no, it's important to point it out because I feel like it's the elephant. It's the loud elephant in the room, you know?
It's like this one's literally an elephant. It's like, doink, doink.
It's really like we Jumanji'd Luke's dream. He's like, oh, I could build a $200,000 garage outside. And now there's like a garage appearing next to my house.
And so, yeah, Kyle is doing the thing that Kyle does where he's just wasted in his underwear, popping cheese puffs and talking to himself. Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm fat and I'm old now. I want love and blowjobs. And then you just hear, Kyle.
So now the next morning, everyone's like making their bed. It's like not just Carl. Making their bed is for everyone now, y'all, except for Paige and Sierra, who are under a pillow mountain. And Kyle is going to the post office with the invitations. And he tells Amanda, were you just dreaming about how I'm the best thing to ever happen to you? She goes, no, I was dreaming about how at tonight's party you'll actually hang out with me.
And he just stands there and pouts for a minute. And then he's like, I had a dream that maybe you'll be nice to me.
I dreamed a dream that I wasn't getting married.
No, don't Les Mis them. I can't. Don't put them into that music. They don't deserve it.
They're literally Les Miserables. Like, they're like the most Miserables of all time.
They are the drop of rain. You know what I mean? That the main character like has to die in. Jesus, shut up. So Carl comes home and he goes into the kitchen and guys, this is going to be big because someone's calling their mom. Okay. And it's Andrea. Andrea's calling his mom and he tells us how she was always covering him and getting him toys. But whenever he leaves, she gets heartbroken and sobs. So she's helping him with the green card.
And then we hear, I've always
dreamed of being a citizen. I grew up with American movies and so I'm big American sports fan. And on my 8th birthday, a classmate gave me a Denver Nuggets hat. And I'm a huge fan. And I even chose Denver as my last name, which is funny because I was like, yeah, it is sort of weird that your last name is Denver. It doesn't sound like a very Italian last name. And to hear that he gave himself the last name of Denver based on a hat he got in when he was a little kid for Denver Nuggets. I was like, huh. That's not what I was expecting.
So let's see. Paige and Andrea are doing racing in the pool. They're like, let us see who can win. And Alex is just watching, lonely and sad.
I know. He's just having fantasies of racing through a pool of ground turkey. He's like, oh, yeah, man, that would be the best. So then Kyle goes to the post office and he mails invitations. The national nightmare of these invitations is over. They are mailed out. They are done. And Amanda is no longer allowed to whine about them. They are out of the house.
And now it's time to get dressed in S&M costumes, whatever was available on Amazon. It's that type of summer house. It's that time of summer house party, you know? Like, okay, it's time. Let's open this week's Amazon boxes.
Yeah, and I guess Luke's room is going to be used for some sort of, like, experience. Because Maya becomes very concerned about his comforter and if it's going to get ruined. And he's like, oh, no, my bed gets no action, so you don't have to worry about it. My bed is like my fantasy of a $200,000 garage. Really not happening anytime soon.
So Kyle is telling Danielle, what do you do with a styrofoam head? Because he pulls out a wig head from the box. And he's wasted, of course, already. He's like, what do you do with a styrofoam head? What do they do in Italy, bro? Danielle, Kyle, you wear a mullet every other week on this show. You've never seen a wig head?
I know. Danielle's like, well, I don't know, but off the top of my head, maybe we put it on the LIRR. God, I love that train.
You know what's crazy? This wig head just asked me why I'm wearing an R around my neck. Oh my God, that's so sensitive.
and then at one point, Sierra, you, in the middle of all this, you hear Sierra say, I think it's so funny that everyone makes their bed but us. I love that they're just like stridently not willing to make her bed.
So Kyle's wasted, spread eagle on the bed, and they're like testing whips out. Out on him, and he's just like having the time of his life, while at the same time Amanda's just walking past every camera in the house going, Kyle,
oh my God. And then I also want to point out, so this is a 50 Shades of Grey themed party, and so like 80% of the house are dressed in leather S&M kind of things, like the harness, not the harnesses, but like the, I forget what they're called, but like the things that you put on, leather strappy things. People have whips and stuff. And then you got Carl, who's wearing a football jersey. I'm like, do you know?
But it's a crop top. It's a crop top.
It's a crop top. It's a crop top jersey. Yeah. And in the back it says tight end. I'm like, you're just dress like a bartender at a gay bar. that's not S&M.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, I've got a news. Oh, Amanda goes, Kyle. He's like, what? I just kept calling your name. You should come with me when I call your name. I'm glad she got a dog, because that's really all she needs at this point.
Yeah.
And he goes, I've got a news flash. You've been annoying since we got here yesterday.
So now she walks away because now she's offended. And he's like, you've just been nagging me. And she goes, and so she walks away. So he follows her and she goes, well, you're following me right now. You're being annoying. Amanda, you literally just told him to follow you. At the sound of your voice, and he's literally doing that.
Well, he was rude first. You know, they're both nags, and they're both annoying. He takes her out to dinner to say she's not doing enough, and then she just spends the rest of the weekend going, Kyle. It's like they're making an effort at this point for me to break my teeth.
I know, and it's like, now I understand why he doesn't answer her phone, her call, because she's just calling to say, Kyle.
So Kyle's like, God, come on now. You just nagged me. She goes, well, you're being annoying because you're following me. He's like, I'm just trying to say. She goes, oh, yeah, keep saying how annoying I'm being, Kyle. That's going to work out great for you. He's like, God, you don't have to give me a hard time about every little thing.
So
then go poo-poo outside. That's what you have to do, Kyle.
So then he does go outside. He's like, I'm so sick of being treated like a little kid. Man, it's like stomping his foot. Like everything she wants. Like, hey, let's have a good weekend. Like, okay, like don't be annoying and a nag. I'm not trying to date my mom, although that would be pretty cool because she knows how to ski.
Kyle, I mean, she's such a fucking bitch sometimes. And Danielle's like,
I'm one of your best friends, and even I'm making yikes face at you to stop right now. Okay? Stop.
Can I show you this R necklace? Maybe that'll distract you. And she was like, you know, it's not normal for a bride to not be happy about getting married. I was like, I thought that was part of the process. I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Well, like the, you know, like the stress of the wedding or whatever. But she's like, I mean, look, do you even want to still get married? Like the both of you, do you both want to? And he's like, dude, I don't even know. Like the business is practically the only thing we have in common right now. She's like, actually, I really need to start getting ready, because he's spinning out into that like, uh-oh, now he's talking about work.
Yeah.
And now he's going to start talking about the wedding, and he's already wasted. It's like pointless, you know?
Danielle's like, yeah, this is normally I'm not the one that likes to end my scenes prematurely, because I'm usually just so happy to have them. But I'm going to go change right now. Bye.
So then Robert comes over with new hair, and I'm like, what is Robert doing? I thought he could never come to these things. And then we find out Robert has had a little taste of the Summer House TV life and has quit his job.
Yeah, he has quit and now he doesn't have a job. And Danielle only has her fashion app. And so, yeah, gotta show up on TV, get those appearance fee.
Yeah. And she's like, but I mean, he's never been happier. And that's what's important, right? No. Your boyfriend needs a goddamn job, and that's it. If your boyfriend shows up on TV and then quits his job, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. So now Kyle comes out. Kyle is dressed like he's on Reno 911. That's his version of kink. And then Luke's version of 50 Shades of Grey is that he's just walking around in jorts and like a straw hat. He's like, oh yeah, 50 Shades of Grey. You know, in Minnesota, the way we do 50 Shades of Grey is we actually wear cutoffs. That's pretty crazy up here.
Literally everything in Minnesota is 50 Shades of Grey. So, you know, it has a different meaning up there.
So now the guests start to arrive, and Carl's like, welcome. And I love after we see everyone getting dressed in like this S&M kind of look or whatever, the guests walk in and they're all just wearing J. Crew.
And Andrea pretends to DJ at the pool. He's like, yeah, I'm really into this. Do it beat. Do it more beat.
And Luke is like going around offering people watermelon, like a classic 50 Shades of Grey party. Hey, yeah. Anyone want some watermelon? We also get some Sprite, you know? Like, anyone want some sodas? God, I love a naughty party.
And Carl's walking around going, hi, I'm Carl, by the way.
I'm Carl. Whoa, let's take it slowly. Okay. Oh. So then Paige is like, I'm sort of into Andrea's look, actually. I'm not going to lie. I'm sort of into it, but I think I'd be even more into it if I took some more shots. And then maybe I could like text with him and DM at the same time. And he could just be like S&M, but also cute. You know what I'm saying?
So she tells Maya, let's go get some more shots. And Maya's like, I'm just so in my head about this whole thing. She's like, why? You're really hot. You're in your prime. You have an amazing job. You're a badass bitch. And Craig even asked how you were doing on DM or text. I can't remember which. Don't question me.
But you can read all the updates on cute.com. So then Maya's like, you know, I'm just like I'm just really guarded. Like in high school, my nickname was The Vault. I'm like, oh, nice friends. Oh my God. Who nicknames their friends based on their like psychological insecurities? Like, oh, that's our friend, The Vault. She's
the one that you tell all the secrets to, right? At least that's what it means on Beverly Hills. Yolanda, I am The Vault.
Yeah.
Listen, girls. I am The Vault. You better watch out.
So maybe it's possible they named Maya The Vault because she holds secrets very well, but she interpreted it as they named me The Vault because I'm a very guarded person. Because they're not the same thing.
Yeah, but that's pretty advanced for high school.
That's
to be like, wow, Vault is a form of something being guarded.
She seems to have some emotional barriers up. Should we call her The Barrier? No, The Vault, because she's guarded.
And she's like, my ex was the star of the show, so I really don't like to be in front. You've mentioned your ex now every episode.
Literally.
You need to fucking let it go, because now every time you do that, someone's going to say, but who's your ex? Which makes you like purposely bringing up Kwame in every episode. Now at this point, I feel like you're using the depression of your ex to bring up the fact that you dated Kwame.
Yeah. Seriously. So, you know. Andrea's like, cheer to bondage! And Carl goes, oh, get naughty.
So, Alex is talking to Amanda, and he's like, I mean, everyone keeps saying that Sierra's into me, but, like, I'm not getting that from her at all. Like, when we came home, she took off her jacket, and she just threw it on my head. Amanda's like, yeah, but okay, here's what I know. I know that she's not into you.
Huge endorsement. And by the way, right before this, we saw, like, Alex's quote-unquote game with Sierra, which is that she was dancing, like, on a table or on something. She was dancing up on something. And Alex goes up to her and goes, hey, Sierra, you got anything left in there? Because she has, like, a White Claw can. And she's like, oh, I don't even know who this is. And she just gives it to him and goes, oh, way to go. That was some good flirtation right there.
Yeah, bring somebody a drink. You don't go up and take a girl's drink anyway. Yeah, also, what kind of flirting is that? Like, hey, can I have your drink? Yeah, that was some serious Alex moves right there.
And it's kind of funny, Amanda's saying, like, well, she's not interested in you. I'm like, she literally gave Alex her empties. like you take away this can.
But, like, she likes an assertive guy. So, like, if you grabbed her face and kissed her, she'd probably like that.
No, do not take that advice. They are
setting Alex up. Amanda is setting Alex up for sure.
Who tells a guy to do that in 2022? Just walk up to somebody you like, grab them by their face, and force a kiss on them. That's going to go great for you, buddy.
Right? I know. And then Amanda also says, stay relevant. Don't give up. Like, is she just trying to give him tips on how to stay on the show at this point? I'm not sure.
I don't even know. So some lady of course, it's always this lady at the party who's like, hey there, there's a stripper pool. When are we going to get one of these boys? Hey, Kyle, get over here. Get on the stripper's pool. You could do it, Kyle. You could do it.
So it's like watching a giraffe trying to, you know, pole dance, and it's just not gonna work out well, right? So Carl's like on it, like, whoa, you know, if this was the first week on theme, I would have said I'm doing something else tonight, but I'm realizing as people get drunker I can act weird and no one's gonna give a shit. You look weird, by the way.
So they keep telling him, do it, Carl. So he does it. And of course, the pole comes slamming down into a girl's face, and they don't even show it. Like on the preview, they showed kind of like I remember the girl getting hurt worse on the preview. Yeah, the preview, we were like, ow, a few more frames of it.
Because that pole, we saw, because we did the trailer breakdown, and we went frame by frame, and that pole falls down and thwacks a woman, like, right on the head. Like, and it looked like it hurt, and they definitely edited that out, and it makes me wonder if there was, like, something that had to be settled.
Or maybe they just had to be sure to get the part of the older lady going, it's like, wow, that lady, she can outlaugh me.
So now it's like party time. And Paige is kissing Andrea. And then because they blindfold Andrea and they're like, you're going to kiss someone. You don't know who it's going to be. So he kisses Andrea. He kisses Paige, I should say. And then they like set Andrea up to kiss Kyle. And it's like, oh, my God, I believe I kiss a man. La, 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 pew, 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 pew.
So let's see here. Ball gag thing. Sierra spins Carl around and makes out with him more. Alex is all upset because Sierra's like making out with Carl and obviously not into him, even though he made that romantic gesture of trying to drink her drink. And then Sierra and Paige are talking, and Sierra's like, I made out with Carl. Like, I loved it. He was blindfolded.
And Paige goes, where? When? Were there texts involved or DMs possibly at the same time? Because that would have been so cute. Oh my God.
So Sierra comes over and is like, oh my God, I haven't seen you guys. What's going on? Okay, guys, Lindsay's not here to start shit. So I'm going to come to you hoping that you'll start the shit that Lindsay would normally start by me saying this. Yeah. Okay, everybody ready? Like, okay, just quick download. So last night we're trying to decorate and Kyle's like, oh my God, I love the R around your neck. And I was like, thank you. Stands for Robert. I'm going to marry him. So then he starts going off on Amanda and says she's like such, wait for it, a bitch.
And Sierra goes, if my fiance ever called me a bitch, I'd be like, I'm going to gather and collect your whole entire life. And Paige is like, oh my God. Like, if my fiance ever called me a bitch, I'd be like, please do that over text and do that over DMs. That way, at least it's a little cute. Okay. And she says, I don't know a lot of things, but I know this. A month before my wedding, I don't want to be like this. Like, even right now. Like, I wouldn't want this at all.
Yeah, like, even now, Kyle's over there talking to some randos, and Amanda's pretending to have fun dancing by herself. Like, it goes to Amanda, and she's like, woo. It's like twerking by herself into, like, a picnic chair or whatever. And Danielle's like, and then I asked him, are you happy? And he could not answer the question. And he said the only thing that they have in common, whiteness. No, the only thing we have in common, whining, being boring, and general lameness, is our business. Dun, dun, dun.
Paige goes, what the fuck? I just got like another text from Craig. I'm sorry, are we not talking about me right now?
And that brings us to the end of Sommerhausen.
What will happen? Well, I mean, we know they get married, so who knows? But there'll be more drama with Paige and Craig next week. And actually, I'm very happy because Madison will be appearing next week. So I'm hoping that we really get to see Madison and all her awfulness. I hope that the show does not give her like a nice edit because Carl's getting a hero edit these days. So I really want to make sure that like this show treats Madison the way she needs to be treated, which is like with lots of like scrutiny. And
why is Madison coming?
I'm sorry, not Madison, Mackenzie. It's very hard to. I'm so.
Shut your Muppet mouth.
Sometimes it could be hard to remember Madison, Mackenzie, Scottsdale, Charleston.
Which white blonde girl are we talking about?
No, I'm so sorry, everyone. I meant Mackenzie. Mackenzie. I'm excited for it. I hope that they don't give her like this like sweet savior edit because she's saving Carl.
Save me.
Y'all.
Save me, by the way. Save me, by the way. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We sure love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels. Dana C. Dana Do, Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Regal.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.